Another warning from the UN on the hardship of Gazans. The coastal enclave is drawing closer to becoming unlivable much faster than it previously expected under Israel's crippling siege. A 2012 UN report had painted that bleak picture in Gaza, but not for now, rather for the year 2020. Robert Piper, the UN's top humanitarian official in the Palestinian territories, said on Tuesday that all the indicators are going in the wrong direction with regard to the living conditions in Gaza. The Gaza Strip hardly gets any electricity, a problem which has forced treatment plants to dump millions of cubic meters of untreated sewage into the sea. Gazans also have very limited access to clean water, and hospitals are struggling to keep patients alive due to lack of medicines and electricity. The Euro-Mediterranean Human Rights Monitor has raised the alarm over the dark conditions in the besieged territory.
Over 2 million people in Gaza, mostly women and children, are experiencing the worst humanitarian crisis since the beginning of the Israeli blockade. All sectors, all vital sectors in the Gaza Strip are experiencing unprecedented damage and unprecedented collapse.
The Gaza Strip also suffers from high unemployment and poverty rates. Most Gazans lack food security and depend on handouts by aid agencies to survive. The Palestinian NGOs network has called for urgent intervention to help end the plight of the Gazans.
We are currently witnessing the worst humanitarian conditions under the siege. People are simply going through a disastrous situation as a result of the siege, the political division, past wars, and the silence of the international community. The Gaza Strip is in urgent need of help, and no one is offering any. The situation is critical and is expected to get worse.
Given the current circumstances, the same call has been echoed by human rights groups, who have repeatedly told the international community about a humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in the Gaza Strip.
Living conditions have been deteriorating in Gaza in a faster way than expected amid inaction by the international community to help bring an end to the Israeli siege, which is seen as the main reason behind all sufferings of the Palestinians in the blockaded territory. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV Gaza.